views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience.
This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here today with my husband, Jason. Today, we're going to talk about power. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, can we start by describing power?
Power is the ability to get something done. For our listeners today, it's more personal. It's about your ability to get what you want or get something done for yourself. Of course, there's a dark side to power and how you get what you want. But we'll talk about that in a minute.
Well, Jason, I always understood that the definition of power is knowing what you want and how to get up and then how to know how to get up and go get it. So are we talking about the same thing?
Well, for us in the ecosystem approach, I would make the distinction, knowing what you want has to do with uncovering your essence. But I wouldn't call that power. It gives you power, but that's not power in itself.
Okay.
But just having the ability to get what you want is power. And for this radio show today, that's what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
So, the most important part of power is a common misconception. We think power is action that you take or things that you do, doing things that are powerful, et cetera, et cetera. But really, power is an energy. It's a subtle energy that, of course, if you've been listening for a while, you know that with our ecosystem approach, that's what we do. We help you work with the energies. So it's not about actions. And frankly, the one thing about the ecosystem approach is that when you start changing the energy around power or your personal power, it's far more harmonious with, first of all, yourself and then the world around you.
Well, that's kind of cool if you think about it. I don't think people are really have really understood the importance of what the ecosystem approach can do.
Yes. And that's what I'm really excited about, because by working with the energy of your world, and in this case, we're talking about power, is far more effective than strategies and techniques, which is an indirect way to change your world.
Well, and there's also something that you and I know, Jason. We know that everything starts with energy.
Yes.
And when you understand that everything starts with energy, then you also start to understand that the ecosystem approach can help you change the energy and how, quote, you act/react to a situation or whatever you're dealing with.
Exactly. The most important things in your life are what we call intangibles. Love, power in this case, relationships. All those things are intangibles and they are energies. And we work with the intangibles, which we call energies.
And by the way, I'd like to buy a pound of power, please.
Exactly. It doesn't work that way. But we'll tell you how to work with the energy of the situation. So
what is the most important part of how we can affect power or the energy with clearing and energy work? Well, explain that to us.
Well, you know, that's, we've been talking about that. The ecosystem approach is about changing the energy of a situation versus gaining it with strategies and techniques. You know, it's, we see the games all around us all the time to, for people to get what they want. Sometimes there's cheating involved. Sometimes they're
manipulation.
There's greed, trying to find some sort of advantage over the other person to get what you want. The more harmonious way is just changing the energy. Now, if you came from a power perspective with your own energy, games wouldn't be necessary. The leverage, the cheating, the lying, the gamesmanship, it wouldn't be necessary. It would just be, you would be changing the energy around you for your own benefit.
Okay. So, Jason, where does the bad use of power come from?
Again, we see that all around us. It comes from our programming culture. This culture uses gamesmanship, trickery, force, manipulation, seduction, greed to make things happen in the world. The worst part is when we do it to ourselves, to motivate ourselves by using some form of gamesmanship, trickery, force, manipulation, seduction, and greed. And if you go, you know, and this is my favorite thing to talk about, but when you go through the grocery aisle at the grocery store and all those magazines are on the side there, you know, and they say, you know, three easy steps to finding love or losing 10 pounds or
and I thought you
having
were
more
talk
money.
About, talk about Brad and Jan being back together.
Well,
you know,
that too, you know, but that's something else. But these three easy steps is always some form of gamesmanship, trickery, force, manipulation. And if you do that to yourself, it's toxic. It hurts you.
Okay, I want to give an example here. Putting a fat picture of yourself on the refrigerator. This is a perfect
example.
When you put a picture, a fat picture of yourself on the refrigerator, it doesn't keep you from eating. What it does is it creates this pattern of hate of yourself.
Shaming. It's shaming yourself.
And it just creates negative energy, which we're trying to get rid of. It doesn't work.
It's a form of manipulation.
That's exactly right. And it does not work.
So, you know, when you just, you know, instead of the fat picture, you know, and you go, if you want to hear about some more of this, if you go to our website at www.livinglighter.org on the radio tab, all of our old shows, and we did a show on weight loss, is there. And you can see, we talk about how to lose weight by changing the energy. But in this show, we're talking about
power.
Power. And the way to have power over your weight or anything else is to change the energy around you at your level of your essence.
Because it all starts with us.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
All right. Jason, you have a note here, and I'm supposed to say this, everyone. Pot of gold? What does that mean, Jason? What is the pot of gold you're talking about?
I think this is of great value. That's why I call it a pot of gold.
Okay.
But one of the things that we see is that when you treat yourself like a machine, it's toxic. It hurts you. So if you understand that treating yourself, uncovering your essence, connecting with your essence, and operating from your essence is far more organic and harmonious for the world, that's great. But here's the biggie. And so many people don't want to understand it this way. The truth is that there's so many people out there right now that have been so programmed, they don't know how to do it any other way. If you're a manager, if you're in charge of people, even if you're just a parent.
And by the way, he doesn't mean that in a minimal way, just a parent.
Yes. What I'm saying is that some people need to be told what to do. They need to be programmed because they can't, they've lost their ability to operate from their essence, or they don't want to operate from their essence. They've accepted the fact that they have to be programmed and they don't know anything else.
Well, I'm going to jump in and give us a plug here. When you use the ecosystem approach, you start removing the energies that are standing in your way
From having organic power.
From having organic power. Yes. That's exactly right. And it by the way, it doesn't happen overnight, but it does happen. And it kind of just flows smooth and easy and free. And then you notice, oh my gosh, before I would have handled it this way. I'm talking about whatever situation, you know, that you can be in. But before I would have handled it this way. And this time I handled it that way.
Here's the truth, everyone. When you have this power that comes from your essence, you walk into the room and it's known.
Yes.
People feel it. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to jump up and down. You don't have to have a title. People just know it.
So if you take a look at your life, you know, you're listening to the radio show and you're thinking, well, maybe I don't really understand what they're talking about. But in my life, I do, this is how I get up and get out of bed. This is what I do for eating, that kind of thing I'm talking about. Take a look at your life. How much of that is really programmed?
Or how much are you using gamesmanship, trickery, force, manipulation, seduction?
And being like a machine.
Yes, to get yourself to do things.
Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Power is an energy, and the best way to affect it is work directly with this energy. Mm. The negative use of power comes from programming, using force, leverage, and trickery. Also a form of acting. Attempts to use good power often doesn't work with those who have accepted this programming approach or lifestyle. And power naturally comes from your essence and is harmonious for the world.
Jason, I want you to repeat that one last time.
Power naturally comes from your essence and is harmonious for the world around you.
And if you can't connect with your essence, that's where the clearing comes in perfectly.
Stay tuned. We're going to start today.
So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about female power. Female power has been the most discredited and abused, but also represents great potential once it is restored. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E-learners.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about female power and how to recover it. I'm going to restate that. Today, we're talking about power. In this segment, we're talking about female power and how to recover it. So we use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, is there a difference between male and female power?
Not really. Okay. But because of cultural norms, the expectations for women in general have taken a bigger hit in the power department. But, you know, the most important part of this segment is that we're both excited. Obviously, I'm not a woman. But we're both been excited for years.
And by the way, I'm really happy about that,
yes,
everyone.
Thank you, dears. But the truth is, we know that women, in terms of having the most untapped potential for power as a group, is huge. It's a huge, it's like diamonds in the rough, so to speak. It's like having a diamond field. If you were to look at all the women power out there, it's like a diamond field that just needs to be recovered and polished, and it would be of huge value. And we're excited about this particular topic because we know, and we're going to talk about why women instinctively have more power. But for this segment, the reason they don't, which is what we're talking about, is that unfortunately, sexual assault, sexual abuse, incest, and just cultural expectations that are shaming and have a negative energy attached to their essence that can linger for generations.
Okay, so Jason, if a woman's authentic self is in alignment with cultural expectations, then is there no negative energy created? Question?
You can say that. But we've never met anybody who, and I want to say this in the right way. You know, being a wife and mother is really important. It's probably one of the most important jobs that there is. But most women, I mean, I don't think we've ever met a woman that doesn't have potential and power and creativity and talents and ability that far exceed just the
norm of being a mom.
Yes.
Okay.
And so most women are much, much more than just that. And it's not, when I say just, it's not to diminish it in any way. It's to say that women have these talents and ability that have been untapped that need to be expressed. And the shaming of cultural norms saying, well, you should just work this way. you shouldn't try and do this. You know, we've been listening about Ruth. We saw the documentary recently about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and she talks about how when she graduated from law school, no one in New York would hire her because she was a woman.
Right.
As an attorney.
Right.
You know, she had two children, but she wanted to be an attorney. You know, there's a huge bank of talent that we've basically ignored and stepped aside. So that's the negative part. You know, if we could restore the power suppressed in women, we could affect the world in a way that would be that would make it shift in substantial ways.
Okay. So you know, one of the things I do know this, Jason, that most women take for granted their own. They take themselves for granted. They think that their talents and creativity and that sort of thing has no great value. And the truth is,
or that this is part of this cultural norms, or that it's selfish to focus on their own unique talents and ability, as opposed to, you know, they're always taking care of everybody else.
Yes, which is the truth. So I just want to say, I want to go back to Ruth for just a moment. She had all these talents and abilities to understand the law and how to use it, and yet she can't cook. To this day, she can't cook. So you know, not everybody has all of the same talents and abilities.
And to evaluate her based on her cooking, which is a form of cultural expectations,
exactly,
is really skewed and myopic. Yeah, okay. She has this great intellect on one hand and she doesn't cook on the other. So what?
Yeah.
You know, and that's where we get really, that's part of our programming culture.
There you go. So Jason, tell me about the newsletter this week.
In this newsletter, we're going to talk a little bit more about power, mm-hmm. and some of the backstory to this show, but also we're going to offer some clearings to help you with your own personal power. Now, especially if you're a woman, you know, take some time right now. Go to our website at www.livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab. All we ask for is your name and your email address. Sign up for our newsletter. Start using these clearings, because these clearings every week refer to the topic that we're talking about, in this case, power. But they all help to uncover your essence. They uncover that part of you that's been suppressed, squelched, trampled, and we want it to come forward. Now, okay. One of the things that I'm kind of going off here, but the truth is that one of the things that's so important about this segment about female power is that women have this innate ability that's been squelched, so that if we could uncover them, the talent, the ability, the knowing, the wisdom would shift the world. Mm. And we're in great need. You know, they say if women ran the world, well, there's some truth to that. Oh my gosh. One of the things that I see about women, and we see this as intuitives, we're able to see essence, your soul, your essence, much more clearly than most. And we see that it's a real thing. That it's something that is functional, usable. It connects with all parts of your life. It's not just a romantic notion like soul purpose or soul mate, but it actually operates in your life every single day. And that if one of the things that we see in essence is that it's known at that level that we're all connected. It's known that working together is better than working individually. But in our programming culture, people may give lip service to that, but the truth is that this is ingrained in us. And women know this. This is what I'm so excited about, female power.
You know what keeps running through my mind, and I don't remember the first part of it, but I remember the last part of it. But you give a man something, and he'll do this with it. But if you give a woman a fish, she'll feed an entire village. What is that saying?
Yeah, that was a title of a book that we read. But you know, give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day, and give
a woman
a fish, and she'll
feed an entire village.
Yes, teach a woman to fish, and she'll
there
feed
you go.
The entire
that's
village.
It. That's it.
So that's true.
Yes.
You know, there's truth to that, mm-hmm. and that's the part of this understanding that women innately are closer to their essence already. So if we can get rid of the cultural expectations and the blocks to their essence,
right.
It's almost a shorter direction to having the positive power in the world.
Okay, so are you saying that women have a natural advantage to use power in the best way?
Yes.
Oh, that's
it's exciting. It's interesting, and they can work. They can work collectively more easily, cooperatively more easily, and in ways that aren't about who's right, but what's right.
I love that. That's one of the very first things that Jason taught me when we met. Really, really, really important. It's not about who's right. It's about what's right. So, and by the way, when your essence is blocked, your own personal essence is blocked. And how you unblock it is by using the ecosystem approach. But when your own essence is blocked, your creativity is dulled or diminished, and your ability to feed an entire village and have everyone help you feed that entire village
is also blocked.
Is also blocked. So it's really, really, really important.
The collective shaming of women.
Yes.
And a lot of that is sexual, whether sexual abuse, incest,
right.
You know, whatever it is, just cultural expectations is so so intense.
Exactly.
So
so Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
There is no difference between male and female power in theory.
Okay.
Women have been programmed with more cultural expectations, makes it harder to overcome their programming.
Right.
Women in general are better at working cooperatively and collectively already, and that the ecosystem approach helps women restore their power by overcoming the training of cultural norms that seeks to remove their power.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the most important thing for power. The power for yourself. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. This is, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And today we're talking about the most important part of having power for yourself. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason. What is the most important part of power for our listeners?
It's sustainability.
Huh? What do you mean?
We don't think in terms of power and sustainability.
Not at all.
But the truth is, often people will get angry and rally and stand up, but then the sustainability isn't there. And when it comes to doing it for yourself, to ask for that raise or to get that new job or to get something that's important to you, even in terms of health, you know, they rally, but they can't sustain it. And here's the key part of this. This again is sort of like a pot of gold in itself. Programming methods break you down over time and makes it harder and harder to maintain. Mm. But we don't see these connections between programming and the breakdown of our power. And it's often invisible, but it's connected to all your health issues, relationship problems, burnout, addictions, and even crazy behavior. And using programming ages people in very harsh ways. Hmm. You know, there's probably examples of you know, we've all seen the example of the hard charging executive who is working all the time and constantly on their phone, and then all of a sudden they have a nervous breakdown or
heart attack
or they have cancer. Mm-hmm. Or they do crazy things. You know, Elon Musk, he was in the news for some craziness. You know, when you push yourself, drive yourself in programming ways, it doesn't last. It's toxic.
Well, you know, I just thought about one. This touches everyone sooner or later. But when someone retires, you see them start to break down from all of the programming that they've dealt with all their lives. And oftentimes, these people that you see break down, they don't know what to do once they're not being programmed on a regular basis.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true. And so the important point here is sustainability, because when your power comes from your essence, it's not only sustainable, but it increases and becomes stronger over time. So even if your body, you know, you can't run that marathon like you did when you were in your 30s, your power for yourself, your power to get things done in the world increases. And you don't have to work at it. You don't have to drive yourself. You don't have to use gamesmanship or leverage or force to do it. It just starts coming. It increases more and more and more. And you'll love using power that's in alignment with your authentic self. It'll just be a joy.
And how do you do this, Jason?
By uncovering your essence with the ecosystem approach.
Okay.
And, you know, Patricia and I can talk about this because here we are. Patricia just had a birthday. And you want to cop to that?
Yeah, sure. I was gonna go,
that's sarcasm. Yeah. You can't see that on the radio, but that was sarcasm. The truth is, you know, I'm going to be in a month or so, I'm going to be 66. And, you know, we've been using the ecosystem approach for power for ourselves. And it's becoming easier and easier. And power for ourselves just is happening. It's just coming out of us. It's flowing out of us. We don't have to force it. We don't have to work at it. It's just there. And so we're going to continue to do it. And as we get older, instead of breaking down and becoming old and crotchety, and you guys, if you stay with us, you know, keep listening,
Doing the clearing.
You can make up your own mind, but we're going to get better and better and wiser. And that idea of the wise old person, that's going to be us. Okay. You know, because we're coming from our essence, not from programming.
Exactly. But, you know, Jason, this sounds like it's too good to be true.
Well, yes. It's a reflection of how far we've come from being natural for ourselves. We're so far away from just being human.
Yes.
Because we've been so programmed. We think that programming is the natural way, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I want to bring up one little point. You know, have you ever been driving and think, oh, if I could just take my shoes off and put my feet in the sand? That is connecting with, you know, the earth energy, but it's also connecting with the essence of who you are.
When we're programmed, we think, oh my gosh, I don't have time for that. Mm-hmm. You know, oh my gosh, look at all the things I could get done, you know, if I just kept driving and just ignored the sand. You know?
Ew, I don't want the sand in my car. But, you know, there's something really amazing about putting your feet in the sand. It's like, you know, wonderful. Absolutely.
But, you know, I know some people are asking, well, so, you know, if this natural approach, this ecosystem approach is so great, how come we're not doing it? Well, when you program people, it allows a select few to influence huge numbers of people easily and get them to work on their behalf and other people's behalf.
And I thought we weren't going to talk about politics in this show, Jason.
Yeah, well, it's not political. The truth is that programming isn't natural, but it has some benefits to those who are in charge of saying, well, this is what we're going to do and this is what we're not going to do.
Right.
You know, you could say that something similar about fashion, for example. You know,
yeah.
You know, whether your skirt's short or long, or, you know, do you wear those flurry things at the bottom of your pants, or are they, you know?
We know who's not the what is it called, fashionista?
Yes, that's not me. I wasn't programmed that way. So I'm very natural when it comes to fashion. So anyways, key points.
Okay, Jason, what are the key points of this segment? I'm sorry, I'm still laughing about the flary things. Okay.
Sustainability is the key to having power in your own life.
Okay.
Programming for yourself for power is not sustainable. Mm. Or programming yourself for power is not sustainable. Uncovering and removing negative energy from your essence creates sustainable power. Okay. And the ecosystem approach is the key to sustainable power, and it becomes stronger over time.
Okay. So, Jason, let's teach people how to do the clearing.
So it's just fitting today that we're going to ask you to set your intention as you do this clearing in our next segment to not only help yourself, mm-hmm. but to help all the people around you. And if we use a clearing statement that you don't think applies to you, first of all, it won't hurt you, but also set your intention that'll help someone who it will apply to.
Okay.
And energy works that way. Energy is very it's democratic, and it also is very giving, generous, mm-hmm. so that you can, when you clear your own energy, you're helping clear the energy around you at the same time.
Okay, so how do you do this clearing?
You can sit down. It really doesn't matter whether you're standing, sitting, standing on your head.
But if you're driving, we suggest please do not close your eyes.
Yes, exactly.
Just saying.
And just use your imagination. Mm-hmm. So as we say, and to eliminate, then we'll say some sort of statement about what to eliminate. Just imagine that stuff gathered up from the tips of your toes, all the negative energy that we're talking about, and then blow it into a trash can. And that trash can be in your imagination. Put it off to the side. We own the trash can. We'll empty it. We'll take care of that negative energy for you. And just exhale. And it doesn't have to be a big exhale. You don't clear more energy with a bigger breath. Just exhale into the trash can. And there goes all that negative energy. Mm-hmm. So, and then we go on to the next emotion or situation or thing to clear.
Okay. And then we're going to... we're going to activate life force energy. And one of the greatest things is when you get rid of negative energy, if you think about it, it's been stored in your body for, you know, X amount of time. Well, what is going to be replaced there? And the answer is life force energy.
It feels delicious.
It feels delicious. And when you give yourself permission to take in life force energy, you gain power. Because you've removed negative energy and now you activate life force energy. And by the way, every single one of us uses life force energy, whether we know it or not. So you're going to take in life force energy through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your body and your torso. Let it go all the way down to the tips of your toes. Then in your mind's eye, turn it around, lift up any negative energy that could be there and blow it out into the trash can. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you begin to have more power in your life. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And we, right now, Jason and myself, are going to help you start to have more power in your life. You ready, Jason? Let's go.
So let's remind everybody to set your intention to help someone next to you, whether they're, you know,
in the same room,
same continent, yes, exactly. Same world.
Yes.
So here we go.
I'm so confused.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my power that comes from my essence. Take a breath. And to eliminate my fears, worries, insecurities, and shame that are interfering with my essence. Take a breath. Gather that all up. That helps everyone out there. I guarantee it.
And I'm going to say, and to eliminate all the programmings that I'm stuck in that are keeping me from understanding how my power or what to do with my power connected to my essence. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions around the programming methods that I use on myself, right, which is trickery, force, manipulation, seduction, so I can see them and start clearing away the negative energy from my essence to have good power instead. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see how others are programmed or how they have programmed themselves. Take a breath. And I'm going to say, Jason, why is that one so important?
It's important to see how other people are motivating or getting power for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can choose to be part of it or not.
Right. Because it is about the choice.
Yes.
Yes.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can find my power that comes from my authentic place.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any doubt, fear, and hopelessness that I have that I won't be able to handle my authentic power as well as I can handle, the programming of my life. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the illusion that anger is power for myself.
Oh, that's huge, everyone. You know what? Take another breath with that one. That's really big. Let go of that false belief. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any habit that I have of getting angry to get power for myself, when the truth is power comes from my essence and it's never angry from my essence. Take a breath.
I have one more on that line. And to eliminate any patterns and trainings that keep me stuck in nagging those around me and those that I love, thinking that's the only way I can use my power, when the truth is that's not the truth at all. That's just being not a nice person and also manipulating others. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can constantly, consistently, and specifically remove my negative energies.
Excellent. Breathe. And so I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can connect with that place in me that has all the power. Where is that? That's my essence. Take a nice breath, pull in that positive energy right through the top of your head. Let it go all the way around or down to the tips of your toes. Turn that energy around. Let it come back up through your body and blow out any negative energy that that positive energy grabbed a hold of and wants you to get rid of. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to set my intentions to uncover and restore my essence. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can connect with my authentic self and use my power in the world. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to accept the time it takes to restore my essence.
Excellent.
Take a breath.
And through the top of your head. And to activate life force so I can start today and then continue tomorrow to restore my essence and connect with the essence of who I am. Take a breath. And one last one, Jason.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be peaceful and happy right now. Take a breath.
Nice. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
You know, this was requested by one of our listeners, and I want to encourage everybody that if you have a topic suggestion, send us an email. I'll give you that email address in just a minute. But the next week's topic is about change. Everyone struggles with change. And if you don't struggle with it...
We're not talking about changing our underwear, right?
No, we're not talking about changing our underwear. But, you know, it could be things that change in the world that makes us uncomfortable.
Right.
And it's happening all the time at a faster and faster pace. Hmm. And we have a really interesting perspective on change that I think will surprise you a little bit. I think this is not something you hear normally. So be sure and tune in next week. And if you can't listen at this time, be sure and go to the recording of the show and listen then.
Okay. Well, one more thing about change. Jason, if we just listen to the show about change, then we can possibly start to understand a little bit more of our essence and how we, if we're connected to our essence, change isn't so hard.
Yes. And in fact, there's basically an easy way and a hard way. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about those two ways next week.
Okay. I really, 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 really like that. So, if you like your experience with us today, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded. You can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
You know, I was looking the other day. In fact, I made a list of all the shows we've done so far. It's like 30 or 40.
Oh, my gosh.
So in that, if you scroll up and down, there's a lots of things that you've probably missed that you thought, oh, that might be interesting. Right. So go ahead and listen. We'd love to have you do that.
Well, you know, I had somebody say to me the other day, I went back and re-listened to the show on weight. And every time I've done it, I guess she said that she'd done it like three or four times. She heard something different that really helped her.
Yes.
Which I thought was very interesting. So that's pretty good. If you want to really feel better and make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, you have to sign up for our newsletter.
We've set it up so that if you follow the clearings in our newsletter, you can start clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is go to our website, go to the newsletter tab, and our website is www.livinglighter.org. Sign up right now. Do it right now. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have you part of the group.
Right.
And
by the way, it's really easy. It's not like you have to go, well, where is it? It's real easy to
newsletter
find.
Tab. And yes. We just ask you for your name and your email address. So.
And by the way, while you're there, not there, but go to Jason and Patricia at livinglighter.org. For comments.
That's our email address.
That's our email address. And we'd love to hear some comments. We'd love to hear some more suggestions about shows. And, Jason, he gets a little moody sometimes when he doesn't, get anything somebody doesn't connect on our email address. So go ahead and, make the guy happy. He's pretty easygoing.
I like to hear from the listeners, but getting those likes on Facebook, oh my gosh, that's what really makes the difference.
There you go.
That connects with my essence. So get on there. You can make a comment, leave a comment if you like. And our Facebook is at livinglighter.org. If you go to Facebook, go to livinglighter.org and look at our Facebook page and like us.
Okay. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook, just like Jason was talking about. We're at livinglighter.org. If you like us, then we'll always preview the next show on our Facebook page each week. So we'll connect next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.